Log Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm the Lady Minister, Angela McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Pucci, and I want to first give God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ all the honor and glory today for lifting my body up so I can come back to you and we can rejoice and listen to some wonderful artists with some God-given talent. All right, first I want to tell everyone that Y4C, which is Youth for Christ segment, is going to be rescheduled for next week. I want everyone to keep Lady Victory in your prayers as their family deals with a loss. So make sure you're sending an extra one up there for her. And she will be on next Saturday to speak to the youth and give a powerful message from a youth to the youth. Also, we're having Bible study every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. The slots are limited, and if you're interested in joining the Bible study, I want you to email Sister Pucci at sisterpucci.com, and that's spelled S-I-S-T-A-P-O-O-C-H-I-E at S-I-S-T-A-P-O-O-C-H-I-E. Now, of course, I want you all to visit the ministry's website. We have many resources there for you. We have Bible study videos. We have a prayer line, a spiritual consultation line, the radio show, of course. And we also, you can follow us on Facebook or Twitter if you look at the right-hand corner. And also, you can subscribe to our podcast through iTunes, in case you want to just download this and listen to it in your iPod. All right, everyone knows, and if you didn't know, now you know, I start every show off with a Bible verse. This week, we're coming from 1 Peter 3rd chapter 13th to the 16th verse. And it goes like this. Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear. Do not be frightened. But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to anyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear and concise, so that those who speak malicely against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. So everyone, you know, we really need to be able to articulate why our hope and glory is in our Lord and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If anyone asks you, you need to be able to have an answer right then and there for them of why you have such a strong conviction. So I challenge you all to spend some time alone, study the Bible, pray to our Lord and Savior, and get that confidence that we need in order to articulate exactly why we think Jesus is Lord of Lords, King of Kings. Okay, we're going to kick off the show. First up on the mic is Danielle Woodson, and she's going to be singing about miracles.
I believe in the power of miracles. me through. But don't pout, girl, you can get the same too. Just lift your hands, keep raising. Just lift them high and start praising. If you don't feel a change, that's okay. We walk by faith, not sight anyway. Don't be scared, people are gonna call you crazy. And if they don't, just praise them till they call you crazy. When you see a change, tell the whole world, boo. Don't hesitate to tell them where he's brought you through. Mother, father, sister, neighbor, praise him till the world knows he's your savior. That's why we praise him now. That's why we praise him loud. Want the whole world to know that I believe in miracles.
You believe in the power of miracles.
I believe
in the power of miracles.
Daniel Woodson with Miracles. If you want to contact Danielle, you can contact her at www.denotedpoetry.com or at www.danielle@inbox.com. Again, if you want to contact any of the artists that are played on the show, there's a roster at the ministry's website at www.sistercoochie.com that will give you all of their contact information, and a lot of them have more than one. And I encourage you to reach out to the artists and let them know how you feel about their music. Give them a kind word, goes a long way, and I know they'll be glad to hear from you. All right, next up on the mic, we have the Anointed Poet, and he is going to do Demolition Man.
I'm the demolition man.
Well,
did I walk where I stand? Yes, I do.
I'm the demolition man.
And by faith he then comes.
Yes,
sir. 'Cause that's God's plan, yeah.
I thank God for the opportunity to be the man he called me to. I speak healing over my body, and it's done. My mind, body, spirit, breathe one. Every word I speak tears down another wall of illness the devil thought could remain. I stop at every store of sickness in my body and shop for anything I need to take out as I begin to clear them all of all things not of God, not of God. The stripes of Jesus cut up illness, so I chop them into indistinguishable pieces until they are no longer in me as I kill all symptoms not of God, and I am healed still. Afterwards, the Holy Spirit of God began to heal my body as I keep claiming my
never will no illness tear me down. When I speak healing where I stand, yeah, I'm tearing down walls, cause I'm a demolition man, yeah.
No longer do I worry because I'm demolishing. The plans of the enemy for my life I'm polishing. The surface which was scraped from random attacks on me. And from this day forward, as I destroy the devil, I am abolishing all disease, all sickness, all symptoms. I throw in the mosh pit. I watch them bump and fight each other until they are no more. I witness no more demons left standing on the floor. I watch the evil kingdom easily destroyed. I am bored. I keep claiming my deal.
When I see healing, healing comes. Because of my faith in God, it's already done. Thank you, Jesus, for the stripes that gave me power. I can conquer every pain. The devil's out of power. You need to know you can be a demolition man. Because of my faith in God,
it's already done.
When I speak healing,
the
healing comes, yeah.
No longer do I worry because I'm demolishing. Plans of the enemy for my life I'm polishing. The surfaces which were scraped from random attacks on me. And from this day forward, as I destroy the devil, I'm abolishing all disease, all sickness, all symptoms. I throw in a mosh pit. I watch them bump and fight each other until they are no more. I watch the evil kingdom easily destroyed. I am bored. I witness no more demons left standing on the floor. I keep speaking healing over my body until it's completely restored. For alone, I have nothing, nothing. But with God, I'm the demolition man. Destroying every attack of the enemy, all his plans. Taking no prisoners. Waking up all listeners. He who has an ear, let him hear. I eat up the enemy like T-bone steaks and sizzling. We are all demolitionists against the enemy, destroying the devil while God sits. So let's grab our Bible, speak and proclaim. We believe it's already done by faith, and we will see. And from this day forward, God's power will forever reign.
All right, that was Demolition Man by the Anointed Poet. If you want to contact him, you can go to his website at www.robertsalesonline.com. That's www.robertsalesonline.com. Okay, everyone, I'm going to go back to the Bible verse again because I think it's so, so very important that no matter what subject we're talking about, that we're able to give a very clear answer. And the Bible refers to this when you're talking about our love of Christ, our Savior. So we're going to come from 1 Peter, 3rd chapter, 13th to the 16th verse, which goes, "Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear. Do not be frightened. But in your heart set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander." Okay, I want everyone to meditate on that all week and, you know, ask God for wisdom and pray to the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what it means. And if you want to have a discussion about it, or you have any questions about the Bible, or if you just want to talk to another believer, You can email spiritualcounseling@sisterpucci.com, and the counselors will be very happy to dialogue with you. Okay, next up on the mic is Mac with Free.
Be free of anxiety, poverty, and things bothering me. Free of the picture they depict of my society. Free of the nosy neighbors swearing I ain't doing right. Free of temptation, which seems to be my kryptonite. Free of the comments and the ridicules I seem to go through. Free of the stress and the power just to stay hopeful. Free of the world and the problems of this economy. I wish I can free friends from the problems of their poverty. Free me from the chains of this mental slave condition. Free my stubborn family so they will start to listen. Lord, free my Father from the powers of that crack pipe. Help him straighten up so he can finally get his act right. Lord, free his mind so he can believe he can come out of it. Free me from the liars and the people who are counterfeit. Free Jago and keep your covering over him. And I pray, Lord, that nothing bad ever come to him. Free me from this feeling that I've met defeat. Free me from the enemy, make him retreat. Lord, deliver me a meal so I can help my fam eat. Deliver me peace so I can keep my sanity. Free me from the stupidity of this world. Free me from the Jezebels and these no good girls. Free me from the blindness and things clouding my vision. Free the world of deaf ears so everyone will listen. Free us from the restrictions of our own time. Free us from the prisons of our own minds. Free us of limitations so that nothing can stop us. Free us of wrongdoing so we can do this proper, Lord. I just want to be free.
Cause I want to be free.
I just want to be free.
I wanna
Lord, free me from my anger and all of my wrong ways. Free me from lashing out when it's just one of those days. Free me from my pride so I can always give you praise. Free me from the bottle and the urge for the special haze. Free me from my past and going back to old ways. Free me from the lust of the girls that I still feed. Free me from the feeling that I'm trapped in a cage. Keep me under control so I do not release my rage. Keep me going strong even though my weaker days. Free my spiritual family from always feeling pain. Open the people's eyes so they can see the wrong ways. And if they're hypnotized, please release them from their days. Help us respect our parents so you lengthen our days. Soften our hard heads so they will listen always. Free me from depending on other people for my gain. Free me from harsh words, delivering me pain. Free me from being stagnant, give me power to maintain. Give me power in my words, cause in them I promote change. Give me versatility so that nothing will be the same. Give me power in my music so that I can change the game. Give me wisdom in my words to help the people maintain. Deliver something good so no more kids will be slain. Stop the dope boys destroying families with Cain. Free us from the allure of the glory of the game. Instead, let us see the true side, the agony and pain. Rescue the lost souls in need of being saved. Put your spirit in us so that like you we will behave. Lord, I ask you to please make things change. Cause I just want to be free.
Cause I
want to
be free.
I just want to be free.
Cause I want to be free. Completely free. Cause I want to be free. Completely free. Cause I want to be free.
All right, that was Free by Mac, which stands for Man About Change. And if you want to contact him, you can actually go to his Facebook page at www.facebook.com/Man About Change. All right, we all know that with anything, when we want to change our mind about something, we have to renew our mind about it. And in Christ, we also, he calls for a renewal of our mind. So the next thing up on the mic is Mental War by Moshe, who's just talking about renewing your mind in his own way. All right, here's Moshe with Mental War.
Moshe, Messiah, Moshe, Messiah, Moshe, Messiah. They calling me.
Yeah.
They calling me to live from the pain. But the truth keeps loving, so it still remains.
See, you out here begging and following. You better do your homework. Leave having sobbing and hollering.
Yes.
You wonder why. But pay attention, be wanting to cry. In the homes of this, in the streets of sad. All we care about is fucking facts.
You need a good man, but you listen to your friends.
Huh?
The don of the block, but you scared of the cops.
Woo!
You listen to the gossip of the known and false prophet. You want them to stop it, but you don't want to start it from the time of Adam to the rise of David. Stop listening to them because we don't want to make it. It can be so simple if you change your mental. It can be so simple if you change your mental. Love, unity, pay the price. Stop the war, damn, what ice man, get it together, forget the weather, woman, raise your kids, it can be much better, stop listening, listen back to us, stop listening, because the guy we trust, it can be so simple if you change your mental, it can be so simple if you change your mental, she talk about him, he talk about her, start supporting him, start supporting her, let's get it together, you, I can change your mental with this bit on my tongue. I can change your mental with this bit on my tongue. I can change your mental with this bit on my tongue. I can change it. I can change your mental with this bit on my tongue. I can change your mental with this bit on my tongue. I can change your mental with this bit on my tongue. I can change your. Shema, yes you yell, yes you yell. Shema, yes you yell, yes you yell. Yes you yell, Elohim. Yehovah, yes you yell, Elohim, Isha, Yehovah, Shema, yes you yell, yes you yell, Shema, yes you yell, yes you yell, Elohim, Isha, Yehovah, yes you yell, Elohim, Isha, Yehovah, Kumanega, ah.
All right, that's Moshe with Mental War. If you want to contact Moshe, you can email him at nvgtr9@gmail.com and get a copy of his music or just talk to him about his spoken word pieces. Now, if you're a musician or a spoken word artist, singer, and you want to get your work heard on the Ministries Radio Show, all you have to do is send an MP3 or WAV file to SisterPoochie@SisterPoochie.com. That's SisterPoochie at SisterPoochie. And if you're away from your computer on a Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m. Central, you can actually call into the show and listen to it over the phone. The call-in number is 347-838-9457. If you want to talk to me in the audience, you can have that option also. Just remember, we have to wait until the song finishes before we can jump on, especially when it's the dance break, and that's what we're getting ready for. The purpose of the dance break is to keep our mind steadfast on God and Christ for the entire length of what the DJ is trying to say. We're also trying to figure out what message he's trying to convey in his musical ministry. Our resident DJ is DJ Frankie Vibe. If you want to contact him, you can email him at vibe212001@yahoo.com or go to facebook.com/Frankie Vibe. He has a House of Inspiration page on Facebook, and every Sunday he mixes from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.my959.com and then 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.andsowetrust.com. I could encourage everyone to go out and support not just DJ Frankie Vibe, but all the artists that are on the show. Get back. It's time for us to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Everyone get up and dance. Do whatever you want to do, but let's send some praises up so the blessings can come down. And here is the dance break for the week.
Sometimes when I feel like I'm alone, I know I'm not alone. Lord, I need you in my life right now. I don't want to do this walk alone.
You're listening to the DJ Frankie Vibe Gospel House Freak.
Oh,
for checking out DJ Frankie Vibes Gospel House Break.
All right, that was DJ Frankie Vibe with this week's dance mix. Don't forget to support him every Sunday. And if you go to the ministry's website, www.sistapoochie.com, that's S-I-S-T-A-P-O-O-C-H-I-E, you will get a roster of all of the times that he is on, as well as have a roster of all the artists that are played on the radio, because a lot of them have more than one contact information. So definitely visit the website and get the correct information. All right, next up on the mic is Mercy, Mercy Me, What's Going On by Brenda White and the White Boys.
Far too many of you.
Tonight in the White Boys with What's Going On, Mercy, Mercy Me. I think I say it both ways. But anyway, if you want to get a copy of that song, you can go to www.cdbaby.com/Brenda White Boys. Also, if you go to the ministry's website, like I said, she has many contact information listed there. So definitely go to the ministry's website, contact the artists. Give them a little love. Let them know how you feel about their music. And that song really relates to today. It was written a while ago, but there's so much going on in the world today. Sometimes we just got to say, mercy, mercy me, and remember that God has it all under control. All right. Now, next up on the mic is Catherine Kendrick with What a Wonderful World.
I see trees that are green, red roses too. I watch them fold me in you when God. Myself, what a wonderful world. I hear babies cry, watch them grow. And I think to myself, oh, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky. The people passing by, I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? But they're really saying, I love you. And I sing
That was Catherine Kendrick with What a Wonderful World. And if you want to contact Catherine, you can actually email her at the ministry's email address, which is sistapucci@sistapucci.com. That's sistapucci@sistapucci.com. All right, you know I got to get back to the reading of the week, dummy. This is something I want everyone to meditate on. Think about for all week. If you have any questions, definitely contact the ministry. Spiritual counseling at sistapucci.com, and the counselors will be happy to discuss this matter with you or just to rejoice with you if that's all you need. But we're coming from 1 Peter, 3rd chapter, the 13th through the 16th verse, and it says, "Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear. Do not be frightened. But in your heart, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give a reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of that slander." All right, everybody, I want you to think about that because, you know, there's so much going on in the world, and a lot of people are searching for something solid to lean on, and there's nothing more solid than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the great I Am. So we have to be, as Christians, we have to be able to articulate exactly what we mean and how we feel about them, as well as do it with respect, because not everybody is going to accept them, but definitely put that message out there and know, have an answer for them. All right, next up on the mic is I Know Who He Is by William Peters.
I know who he is. I am not the greatest poet that ever lived, but I know who he is. For I am but a syllable in the word that makes the poem called life, where all things rhyme divinely. Can you read me? I am not the greatest composer that ever lived, but I know who he is. For I am but a note in his divine symphony. Can you hear me? I am not the most masterful artist that ever lived, but I know who he is. For I am but one of the many pigments on the palette of life. Can you see my color? I am not the most loving heart that ever lived, but I know who he is. For he lives in my heart, and he loves me regardless. Can you feel me? I am not the best reflection of him. My wish is but to be a mirror of his way, that when you look at me, you see yourself, and thus see him. Him who loves us all, for are we not all his children? His word, his music, his art, for it is he who hath made us, and not we ourselves. I know who he is.
All right, that was William Peters, but I know who he is. He's part of Society Hill Music. If you want to contact them, you can go to www.youtube.com/ Society Hill Music. Well, everybody, this time goes by fast. I've had a wonderful time. We're going to roll out like we always roll out with How Great the Art. See you next week. Have a blessed week.